Welcome to our live coaching call for February for the Unplug Meditation App community. I'm so excited to be here. We have a great surprise guest today. We have a great list. And I would also love if you want to put yourselves on camera, because hi, Haley. So nice to see you. We love seeing you. This is what this community call is about, seeing the people who are meditating with us, meeting some new people, sharing some stories, et cetera, et cetera. So before we even get started, as people start to, hi, Guy, how do I pronounce your name? Guylin?
You could actually call me Guy.
Guy, hi, Guy. Hi, and you're next to Guys and Gals. That was just a joke, but do you see
Gals
right
next
to you?
I went by Guy for a long time, but I got so confused because people didn't know what to call me, so.
Guy, okay, great. And I see Gals, and I see Dana, and I see Lucia and Ansley and Caitlin and Mustafa and Liz and Mandy, and we're going to get more people here. Christine, great to see you all. Before we even start, as people slowly start to come on, would love if you could just put in the chat, wherever that may be, where you're coming from. Where are you right now? That would be great to know. Los Angeles, California, LA, Indiana, Canada, Colorado, Brooklyn, Michigan, Boulder, Santa Monica, Toronto, Washington, Los Angeles, Pittsburgh, amazing. San Luis Obispo. Okay, I love it. Yeah, it's great to see you all. We have some special guests coming today. And I'm about to add that on. And I would love to hear also, before we get started, what's been your biggest challenge with meditation? If you don't mind just writing that in the chat, it could be sitting still, it could be having the time. Maybe you're not South Africa, that's so cool. Maybe you're not challenged at all by meditation, but if you are, we would love to know what your challenges are, because our consistency, that's my favorite one, because that I used to have that problem too. Slowly putting them in as people join on, finding time and silence in the house with kids, mind drifting, worry about sitting and body pain. Okay, this is all so great. Jelena, let's put these in the questions maybe too, so we can kind of go through some of those. Meditating on the weekend. Oh yeah, it's too much fun. Why meditate on the weekend? Well, I want to introduce, even though I know it's like very early to be introducing my guest. Maybe I'll wait a couple minutes. Quieting the brain, joint pain. You know what? Actually, the joint pain one, Cynthia, there's a great, and I think I've actually seen that you've used it, the meditation for serious pain by Mike Lee on the Unplug app is just one of the greatest meditations of all time. It literally got him out of bed. So one of the things that I love so much about talking to a lot of the people who use the Unplug app is hearing their stories about how they actually use it. And when I was talking to my special guest today, I had to tell him that my mother has slept with him over 100 times. And he was like, I like to joke about it. She sleeps with Ben more than she sleeps with her boyfriend now. But it's mostly because he helps her go to sleep every single night. And oops, I think I just did the spoiler alert of who our special guest is today. But we did a little live session quickly on Instagram, and we had a lot of thoughts. And one of the big thoughts that I have is that if more people meditated just a tiny bit every single day, I truly believe there would be less violence in the world. And let me know if you agree with that. Like, so if we know that this is something that helps people feel calm, feel present, feel less stressed, less anxious, and a little bit more compassionate towards themselves and others, how can we create this movement together so that more people are doing this? We should teach our children, we should teach our children's children. We need to spread this so far, so wide, because it really will change the world for the better. And I'm excited to be a part of that movement of changing the world for the better. So, oh, I see Claire and Sophie wave, they work at the studio. So absolutely agree, totally agree. I love that. Free donation classes once a day. Yes. And our app has a lot of free elements to it, and our YouTube channel is filled with free meditations that are all incredible for anyone who wants to meditate and, needs a place to go but doesn't want to spend any money. So I am going to introduce now, and maybe we could do a split screen for a little bit, my friend, and I'm sure many of you have meditated with him, Ben Decker. Ben is someone who I met early days when I first opened up the Unplugged Meditation Studio. He came in. He actually was running a bunch of programs all over the city of Los Angeles. He was, teaching a lot of celebrities privately how to meditate. And when I met him, it was just one of these feelings of knowing. You know, when you meet someone and you just feel like you know them and you love them and you want to hang out with them. This is how I felt about Ben Decker when I met him. And this is how I feel about most of the teachers that are actually on the Unplugged Meditation app. It's this familiarity and this welcoming and this friendliness that they all have that makes you want to meditate with them. And the thing that other apps do that is different than our app is the Unplug app is you're seeing the voices that are going into your head. These are not just audio. This is the opportunity that hopefully you'll feel to be able to actually connect with people. So it is with great pleasure that I introduce Ben Decker. Hello, Ben.
Hello. Hey, everybody. I love what you were saying right before you introduced me about how meditation, if we share meditation and the practice of meditation can grow, it would actually create a better world on a large scale, world peace. It's so true, it's so true. And it just makes me think like the days that I don't meditate are the days I'm more agitated, I'm more stressed, I'm more likely to say something I don't mean, I'm more likely to take something the wrong way that someone else didn't mean, and it's like just in my own world, there's world peace on the days that I meditate.
I can say attest that that's true, Ben, because I've seen you when you didn't meditate. No, I'm kidding, but it's true.
She's not kidding. She's not kidding. Okay. So backstory, Susie and I have known each other for years. Okay. Guys, she just said that in the intro. I was one of the first people that came in to unplug when she opened it. Look, we have known each other for years. This woman has seen me meditated and not meditated. Okay.
But I've also seen myself, and we are all, we all know those days that we don't do it. Nothing good comes from those days.
Yeah.
Because once you start doing this every single day and you start feeling better every single day, then you're never going to want to miss another day for the rest of your life. And
So
that's
true.
just a fact. Ben, you said something really cool when we were talking in our pre-interview about time and the difference between meditating for long periods of time and meditating for short periods of time. Can you tell everybody what you said?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot to be said about that because even in like the ancient traditions, they would say the most advanced practitioners could change time by dropping in so deeply so quickly. So that's really interesting. But what we were just talking about is how a 5 minute a day meditation practice is more beneficial than a once a year 10 day silent retreat. A lot of people hear about these famous silent retreats. You go to these retreat centers, maybe across the world somewhere in a Buddhist monastery, like I just did. And you do the long 10-day retreats. People think there's this misconception that we meditate so that we can go become like Olympic level meditators and go do that. Very few people actually are called to that or even benefit from those long things. Most people will benefit the most by living their lives, taking care of their normal responsibilities in their lives, and meditating just 5 minutes every single day. You know, and what's really nice about a guided meditation practice is, like I said a minute ago, the really advanced meditation masters who would meditate for like hours and years in caves and all of that, it was said that they could drop right into a deep state of meditation right away. The reason you want a guided meditation, if you only have a little bit of time, the reason you want like something like the Unplug app, the reason you want to go on and meditate with me and with Susie and with the other people on the app, is that when you've meditated, the more you've practiced that actual practice of meditation with or without guidance, you start to become familiar with what is necessary to go from point A to point B in a meditation. So the really advanced meditation people who already know the drill, they don't need to be guided, because they can sit down for 3 minutes and change their emotional state if something has come up. The benefit of a guided meditation is, even if you've never meditated before ever, or you don't know much about it at all, you can sit down with a guided meditation with an expert who has done the practice, who does know what it takes to go from point A to point B, and actually receive the same benefits as if you were an advanced meditation practitioner. You know, and that's what's actually really cool also about what we do with the Unplug app versus, you know, not knowing much about, you know, who's uploading their own guided meditations to YouTube or to these other platforms or whatever. What's really good about the quality control of the Unplug app is that every single guided meditation that's on there, we co-create. So we sit in a room together and we say, okay, we would really like to address this concern. People have asked for this kind of meditation. I could really use this meditation, you know, and then we workshop it together. We storyboard out what that meditation is going to be. So these are really, really well thought out meditations, which means that they're going to be, you know, reliably effective.
You've done the birthday meditation, which is one of my favorite ones. I love that so much. You've done the moving meditation. You've done the when you want to punch someone in the nose meditation. You've done being completely indestructible, which was one of your private clients' meditations, who I'm not allowed to say, but I wish I could say. And you've done so many just niche meditations that really help people in those moments when they're heated, in those moments when they need it most. How do you draw upon that when you do that? And I know, actually, I would love for you to answer that quickly. And then I would love for you to guide us in a really short meditation before we have our next speaker.
Awesome. Okay, great. Absolutely. Thank you. You know, these really intense moments that we have are, it's all about energy. We have a lot of energy. When you're going through a big change, a big transition, facing a big challenge, whether you're triggered, angry, in grief, heartbroken, or like you just said, moving. Like we have a meditation for when you're literally moving, like you're moving across town, like you're moving to another house. Literally, there's meditation for that transition. Why? Because it's so freaking stressful. It's such a big deal, so much energy. And so what we do in these meditations, the way we draw upon them is, I am not by nature a calm person. I am not by nature an emotionally balanced person. I have totally had the whole spectrum of emotional experiences, including grief, sadness, loss, depression, and those things, as well as like anger and fear and anxiety and all of those things. And so watching through like the mindfulness practice of watching what takes me from the intensity of what's really there and what walks me out of that forest, out of the woods of that emotion, you know, because when you're in that state, your brain's gone. Your mind is gone. You're going to say things you don't mean. You're going to take things the wrong way. And you have to have a path out, right? And when we take those moments and we walk that path out through the guidance of a meditation, we actually then have the alchemy of all that energy. So that's the key in those meditations, is that you're guided into realizing that you have all that energy and changing your relationship to it. And now it becomes currency. And it becomes your own power and potency. And so we'll do a little meditation where we can take any challenges that we have going on in our lives right now, In 1 second, shift our energy towards it and hold it like a, like an opportunity, like a resource. Okay. Mm-hmm. Shall we?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Let's begin. Let's take a second. Thank you again for this. Thanks, everybody. Let's take a second, close our eyes, and just don't even overthink how you're sitting or what your body's doing. Just relax. As if you snapped your fingers and decided that the entire body would relax right now. Taking a few deep breaths. And every exhale, sending a wave of relaxation through every part of the body, becoming super present right now. Noticing the different sounds and movement happening in all directions around you. Allowing everything to be exactly as it is just for now. Sigh out your next couple exhales. Let that sense of relief settle into the body. That relief that you're safe, you're alive, you're good. Everything's good right now. It's all good. And we'll just use the affirmation, I'm open to seeing how good things are right now. And this can be a challenging one if things are hard, but I'm open to seeing how good things are right now. Just say that to yourself in your mind as you relax the body a little deeper with every exhale. I'm open to seeing how good things are right now. And let that just rest in your relaxed body, as if every nanosecond that your body's relaxed, it's soaking up that affirmation. I'm open to seeing how good things are right now. With a deep breath, just gently open our eyes, start to open and close our fingers, maybe rub our hands together, roll our shoulders. I'm open to seeing how good things are right now. Get it in your body a little bit.
That was so good, Ben. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's amazing how quickly you can shift in such a short period of time. I just want to see in the chat, did you guys feel that, or was I alone in feeling like, you know, today was a hard day and I was thinking of all my challenges, but to be able to reframe it, it was just so nice, so good.
So good.
I felt it, James felt it, amazing. Okay, thank you, Ben. I hope you'll stick on. I want you to hear some of these incredible stories. I met this woman actually on our last coaching call. And when I stopped pressing the record button, that's when the magic started happening. And I was like, oh, I wish you could share your story with the other people who are using the app. And so I'm so happy that Lacey is on here. Lacey, it's so nice to see you.
Thank you for having me on again. I appreciate you so much.
I appreciate it. I would love if you could just quickly tell your story on how the Unplug app has helped you and how you use it. And I think, you know, people will really gain a lot of value from that.
You got it. So I'm from Pittsburgh, PA. I've been using the Unplug app for about, a little over 2 years. Quick short story about our life. My son was diagnosed with a brain tumor 13 years ago. Wasn't supposed to live to see his first birthday. A horrible diagnosis. But the kid, when you look at the kid, he told a different story. And so here I am. The world really didn't have my answers. There was no medicine that could help him at the time, actually heal him. It could band-aid it. It could maybe buy him some time. And so I went internal to try to find my answers. And it was very difficult. I didn't know how to hone my my thoughts. I didn't know how to shut my mind off. Obviously, fears were running in place. Jimmy's faced a mountain. That's my son, mountain over mountain over mountain, and has climbed every single one of them and is now going to be 13 in May. He still has the brain tumor. He's stable and he's doing really, really well. But he's like the outlier. He's the kid that we have no idea how he got from point A to point B. Where does Unplugged play a huge role in all this? So as I'm going along this, I had to really find a way to surrender and surrender my fears, surrender everything that I thought could or should happen or not happen. I had to get over the why is this happening and more so focus on what am I going to do with this and how are we going to help Jimmy live his best life? And so I started trying to gain information on spiritual practices, how I can remain calm, how I can help him work through extremely hard things. And so I started working on that. I read a lot and then I stumbled upon the Unplugged app at some point. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I need some guided meditations. I need something where I'm going to be open to different people, different aspects, different tools that I can use to, like everyone said, do we want to make the world a better place? Well, you start with yourself and then your kids. And so I was practicing a little bit of the tapping. I practiced your tapping apps. I practiced your ability to hone in on just, like I said, the silence within and then having that be your internal guidance system. And I can't tell you how many times I have used so many of your practices. The David G is one of my favorite people to practice with. But Ben Decker, I have practiced with you. I have had your meditation. Suze, I've done yours. And your words echo in my life, especially if I'm in a doctor's appointment with my son and we have to overcome something. That is whenever they serve me really, really well. And like you said, Ben, you almost stop time. And to be able to surrender in a moment of extreme stress is a very, very difficult thing. And I have been practicing for quite a while, so I'm getting better at it. And you're helping me, and the Unplugged app is helping me and my family to hone those skills and to create that spiritual discipline so that when we are in those extreme moments of stress and turmoil and challenge, which isn't all the time, but it's enough in our lives that we need a practice to be able to get out of our heads, stop thinking, and to be able to receive the information that's consistently coming to us. And so Unplugged has done that for us.
Thank you so much, Lacey. I love what you just said. You need to be able to receive. And that is how I feel about the Unplug app. I mean, I meditate every single day, every morning with it, Ben, using you all the time. And it's like, I feel like I just let someone else do the work for me. And I just lay back and then I have a moment and it feels so good. So I love that you're also experiencing that, Lacey.
Suze, I've done over 1,000 of your meditations. There's over 1,000. Yeah. So it's not even like I've done a few. I've done over 1,000 of all the meditations and I try to heart each one that I do. One, because I like them, but two, because then I know I did them. And so then I'm trying such an array of them that eventually I hope to teach myself so that I can influence as much as you've influenced me. So hopefully I'll be joining you at some point in your training. So eventually we'll get there, but that's my goal, is because you have all helped me so much and I'm so grateful to all of you. But yeah, you guys make a difference. You make a huge difference in our lives. And yeah, you've helped me hone in the spiritual practice and I recommend you to everyone. I'm like, if you just want to learn how to get out of your own head, start with the Unplugged app. They have everything you could possibly need. And I mean it.
Thank you. There's someone also on here that I know has to race pretty quickly afterwards, and I'm so happy I met him. I actually met this man because he came into the West Hollywood studio and he dropped his card and I pulled it out. And I don't know if I'm allowed to say where he works, but he works at a huge place. And I said, you won the Unplug app for all of their employees. He's like, oh, I don't know if you want to give it to all of the employees. We have about 100,000 employees. I'm like, yeah, we could do it. But then we started to become friends. I started going and speaking publicly at this place. And I'm so happy to have him on. James, I would love for you to share your Unplug story.
Happy to. The disclaimer I'll say is I'm not endorsing this on behalf of the organization I work for. I work for Kaiser Permanente. So, and the reason I feel comfortable saying it is that I received permission for Susie to come out at, I think, 3 or 4 times and give presentations about her organization, the Unplug app, and the benefits of meditation. So I disclose it for you. I'm not endorsing Unplug. I'm endorsing it for me, but not on behalf of Kaiser. But just as Susie said, I live across the street pretty much from her other studio. And I had started meditating back in 2010 during that, like, or 2009, 2010, during that first, our first economic upheaval before we had the second upheaval with the pandemic. And started out with transcendental meditation. Then, like Susie said, I did some class at UCLA on mindfulness. And then, you know, YouTube videos, when I heard about guided meditation, I did some sound baths, and I started going to her studio and found about this wide variety of live opportunities. And we developed, a relationship in terms of talking about meditation. And she came out and did some meditation seminars for my organization, people in my organization, physicians. And when she was developing the app, she reached out to me. We were talking about it when it was kind of the test version, the alpha version, the beta version. And I got addicted to it then. So she says she uses it once a day. I use it twice a day. First thing, I get up in the morning, I go onto the app and do a guided meditation, whatever's there. If it's something that I'm not quite in that space, I need something different, then I'll go into her monthly selection of what's there and pick one of those. If there's still nothing that relates to what I'm at, I have a specific issue, then I will go through and do a search to find the topic that would help me based on my condition in the morning or what I need to do that day. And then the evening, after I finish doing all of my work, healthcare is crazy. I work in healthcare. I do an evening meditation or late afternoon meditation, kind of put the day behind me, do a reset, and hopefully sleep better. And I usually do sleep better. And I do sleep better since I started doing it. I want to say, hopefully, I do sleep a lot better. So I just looked to see the log. I've done 2,222 meditations.
Wow.
Since you introduced it to me. Mm. So I am someone that can definitely endorse it firsthand.
Thank you, James, so much. I'm excited, James, because maybe you haven't met this woman. So this is the woman who has been sleeping with Ben Decker. She also actually is the reason why I'm alive. This is my mom. But my mom actually was telling me that, she uses the Unplug app in a very unusual way recently, and I wanted her to kind of share it. So hello, Mom, AKA Ina Yalof. You can unmute. Mom, you have to unmute. You have to unmute, Mom. Welcome to Zoom. Okay, let me ask you to unmute. Did you see that? There you go. Now we're good. I can't hear you though. You know what, maybe Mom, if you want to like come off and come back on, and then we'll have you come speak. Because we can't hear. Okay. So while Mom is figuring out how to come back off and come back on, I'm excited to introduce Lindsay O'Connell. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
I can hear you.
Okay, good. It's so funny when you said someone that's sleeping with Ben Decker, I was like, oh, is she talking about me? I am too.
We're all sleeping with Ben Decker.
My husband's like, should I be worried? Because every night, like, I'm like, I'm just going to put I do the same one every night because it works. And I don't sleep well. So it's like every time out. So thanks, Ben. So hi, I'm Lindsay O'Connell. I actually did Susie's teacher training, which has changed my life. So not only am I a big believer in the app, which changed my life even before I did the teacher training and was probably the catalyst for it. I'm just Unplugged basically just took my life and put it in a completely different direction. And now I am forever changed. So thank you for that. So a little bit about why Unplug has changed my life. So I am a mommy of a 4-year-old boy. And when I had Hunter, I was like, oh, it's going to be easy. I'm going to bring him everywhere. Life is fine. Like any mom that is on here is like, yeah, okay. And so I had terrible postpartum depression and anxiety, but I didn't know it. And I just thought, oh, this is motherhood. This is just what it's like. And I had the scary kind, like the kind that, you know, you should have gotten medical attention, but I didn't know. And so I was just starving for help and I didn't know what to do. And I just thought it was me. And so, a friend of mine was like, have you tried meditation? And I literally laughed. I was like, oh, okay, when am I going to find time to do that? And then I said, you know what? You're right. I need to try this. And so I researched apps and there was a question in the chat that said, what makes this app different than others? And I just want to quickly say the quality. Like I listened to Calm. I listened to Headspace. I tried the YouTube stuff. Everywhere. And it was the connection that I made to the words that were being said by the teachers that live on this app that made the difference for me. It felt like I understood it. I could follow it even, and not every meditation is going to be great. Not every meditation is going to resonate the way you hope it does, but still hit every time for me. And sometimes I would be like, that was great. I need more. And I would find myself on a rabbit hole of all these people until I would just wake up, you know, wake up, like come out of my meditation and be like, okay, like it has helped me get out of panic attacks. I no longer have panic attacks because of the things that I've learned and the tools that you can learn on this app. I no longer bite my husband's head off as much as I used to, you know, maybe a little, you know, there's always those hangry moments, but I really have found, solace through it. And, you know, my postpartum is over, but my life changed. And I actually worked for, Gabby Bernstein and Arianna Huffington, who are huge meditators. And even when I was working for them, I was like, this app changed my whole perspective. I was not in like, oh yes, meditation. I always knew it was great, but like they didn't convince me. It was actually finding this on my own and really resonating. And then I went through the teacher training and I have changed my life. I now teach a meditation class and every single Monday in my town, I just led a sound bath because I also did a sound bath training with Unplug. And I just led a sound bath at Hearst Magazines yesterday, which was amazing. And wow. I meditate with them 3 times a week for the Hearst Lifestyle group. So, you know, my life has changed completely. And I, when I walked in and some of my old colleagues, I did disclaimer work for Hearst, which is why I had the leg up, but they were like, your energy has changed. They're like, your whole being is different. And I was like, oh, it's meditation. You're welcome. You want to do this with me now? So, so obviously I thank you for that.
Oh, well, I thank you for believing and finding us. I mean, this is what's so great. Okay. So it looks like my mom. Yes. Can you hear me? I hear you. Yes. I hear you now. Okay. So do you want to share your story of how you've been using it lately? Yes. When you're not sleeping with Ben, what have you been doing?
Okay. So first of all, I love that you introduced me as someone who's sleeping with Ben Decker, because I remember calling you up after I first heard his app called Sweet Dreams and saying, Susie, have you ever heard Ben Decker? Mom, yes, we put it up there. I said, he is just unbelievable. I'm going, I sleep every night with this man. Mom, maybe not. Anyway, he was the first person I discovered, and I'm so thrilled that he was on today because I found him so interesting and I love that we were meditating together. One of the things that you were asking me about the other day, and I thanked you so much for changing not only everyone's life, so it's talking about the app, but certainly mine, coming from someone who never even knew what an app was. I'm a generation older, probably than, I'm not gonna say all of your people, but most of them probably. And now I've become such a proponent of it. I do it a little bit differently. I started out doing the 21-day program and the different teachers, but I discovered that almost like when you read a book and you fall in love with the author of that book, you want to read everything that person has ever written. So I have gone through Ben Decker just about everything that he did. His voice is so familiar, and it can almost put me to sleep when I'm trying to sleep, but there's stress and there's getting ready for the day. And after Ben, I found Shannon Algio. Yes, who, and I started doing a little thing where the first one I did, I put hashtag Shannon, thank you very much. And I listened to it and I loved it. And then I said, if I love it, why don't I go straight through? So I'm now on hashtag Shannon 23. And that's the way I do it. And if I meditate twice a day, then I'll do somebody else. But I just want to tell you one other thing. I was sitting in a doctor's office this morning in a waiting room meditating. And the woman came over and literally had to shake me to make sure I wasn't dead, because I was so relaxed. And when you're in a doctor's office, relaxation is the one thing you need and the one thing that you generally don't have. So these apps have been amazing for me. And Susie, I mean, my daughter, it's so thrilling to know how many lives you've impacted. And I say this to you all the time, even when we're not on television or camera. The fact that I raised this child who has literally changed the world for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people can only make me feel absolutely fabulous. So thank you for that and for changing my life.
Thank you. I'm so embarrassed now, but that was great, Mom. And that was great, everyone. I love that. So is there anyone else who would like to speak quickly before we kind of go through a bunch of the questions that we have? Haley, feel free to speak again if you want to. I know you spoke at one of them, but.
Hi, everyone. My name is Haley Tharp, and I just graduated in November. And since then, I have been doing, I've done a couple guided meditations events, and then I've added them to my wellness coaching. So that's been going well. I'm still trying to push myself to do like impromptu meditations. Mm-hmm. So if anyone is wanting to practice, let me know. And yeah, definitely want to connect with as many people as possible.
Thank you, Haley. All right, some beautiful notes. Thanks, Lacey. My mom is so beautiful. I love her. She loves that too. And okay, so I'm going to kind of go through some of the questions that we have here. And someone said in the beginning, we were talking about things that we struggle with. And one of the things was consistency. And consistency is a struggle. It was my struggle. I had that in the beginning until I figured out a way to be consistent every day. And that was the challenges that, by the way, I want to shout out Jelena Wallace. Jelena, can you just wave your hand and show everybody? I would love for you to speak a little bit, because Jelena actually does the challenges. She kind of helps me come up with programming. She runs the whole thing. She puts so much time and effort in them. And it's because of maybe Jelena that I've become such a consistent meditator, because that's what I do. I wake up in the morning first thing and I press, you know, day one, day two, day three, and I never miss a day. And it's because of our challenges. And I'm curious, is anybody doing the Do Get Lighter challenge? I would love to hear about that in the chat. That would be great. Another struggle that we heard was finding the time and silence in the house with kids, which is hard. It's hard. I have three kids. I get it, which is why I do it before everybody wakes up. Like, I know what time I have to wake my kids up, and I'm up before that. And that's when I'm doing it. And it's 10 minutes, so it's really not that hard. The Sholi Bone wrote, I don't know if I'm pronouncing your name right, the mind drifting and worried about the to-do list. That's actually a gift. Your mind because most of the time our mind is going off on a tangent and we're not even noticing what it's doing or what it's saying. It's an opportunity to mind and see what's happening.
So, Susie, you're breaking up a little bit. Maybe switch your Wi-Fi.
Okay. Ben wants to.
Ben, are you there? While Susie's switching her Wi-Fi, I want to speak to that. You're muted.
Okay, there we are.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Yeah, it was frozen for a second, so I didn't hear the last thing that was said.
I think she was talking about just squeezing it in with all the distractions.
Well, I mean, I think the thing is, oh, that was the question. Still on that one. Okay. Yeah, I think that's why a guided meditation is like the one of the best things you can do. Is we actually have these really, really short guided meditations. This is going to sound kind of silly, but one of the top recommendations I give for parents, especially parents of younger kids, is to take a 5-minute meditation in the bathroom. If you're in the bathroom with the door locked, it's like one of the times where you can like have a moment to yourself. Literally pop your AirPods in, you know, have a seat on the, you know, close the toilet, sit on it like a chair and literally meditate in there. It's one of the only places, if you don't live alone, if you have a family, if you have roommates, you know, I tell a lot of college students too, who are living in the dorms and things like that. Meditation, even in schools. I've had clients who were high school students who actually would go to the bathroom and sit in the bathroom stalls. If they're feeling overwhelmed at school, they literally take 5 minutes and do a 5-minute guided meditation. So that's what I would recommend. If you feel like it's hard to focus, there's a lot going on and it's pure chaos and you literally cannot get 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes to yourself in a room with a closed door, then try 5 minutes and try it in the bathroom. I know it's like not that sexy of a recommendation, but yeah, that's actually my top tip.
Thank you, Ben, for stepping in. Actually, it's kind of nice to have Ben answering some of these questions.
I am here.
Do you want to repeat, Susie, what you were talking about with the mind wandering and worrying about the to-do list?
Oh, yeah. I was saying those are good things because then you're actually able, and I lost those questions, so maybe Ben can go answer whatever he sees on there that seems interesting, but being able to see what's going on in your brain, that is the biggest gift of meditation because most of the time we're having negative thoughts on repeat, self-sabotage. And the only way you're going to ever be able to know what you're saying to yourself is by stopping and listening. So as Heather Hayward, one of the teachers that I love, says, you can unsubscribe to your thoughts once you know what they are, but you're never going to be able to unsubscribe to them before you know what they are. And so one of the thoughts that I had before, and I'll just admit it, it's a stupid thought and it's not true. It's that I always felt like my arms were big. My arms aren't big, but it was a stupid thought that was kind of continuing to play over and over and over in my brain. And then one time I actually stopped and heard it. And I'm like, that is the last time I'm ever going to think that thought. Unsubscribe, it's out. And it's that easy to do when you are sitting there listening to yourself in stillness and silence. So the gift of the to-do list, the gift of the mind wandering, it's like a bicep curl for the brain. The more you notice it, just keep bringing it back. Okay, Jelena, can you give another question to Ben before I have to reopen my thing because my Wi-Fi went out?
A recent question, is the meditation still effective if some days I'm not able to focus as well as during the session?
Definitely. I mean, the analogy Susie just gave about working out at the gym, you know, if I'm not going to totally work out so hard that I'm going to throw up and pass out at the end of the workout, is the workout still worth it? Yes, the workout is still worth it. In high school, I was a competitive swimmer. And we had to condition 5 days a week at 5 a.m. And you just had to be there. The only thing was actually to show up and to go there and do it. And some days I had a lot of energy and I got a great swim in. And some days I didn't, but I was there and I was there the entire time. So if some days your meditation is really, really solid and you feel like you're having like an amazing spiritual experience and like you experience your miracle. You know, those, there are sometimes those meditations where you have a whole miracle and it's amazing and the world changes. And other days you're just a little more chill. You're like, okay, I'm a little more chill than I was. Mm-hmm. You know, we meditation practice works in the nervous system and in the brain and the neural pathways in the brain in such a way that you change over time with it too. Mm-hmm. So over time, it's not always about how it was right then when you did it. It changes over time. So just a little bit, even if you would give it like a B, you know, like I was kind of a little ADHD. My ADHD was a little active on that meditation. I was all over the place. Even if it's a little bit crazy like that, it's still beneficial. It's still beneficial, especially over time.
Is there one type of meditation more effective than others? That is a question. And I would have to say to that, no. I've tried more meditations than you can ever possibly imagine, as some which were so out there, some which were not. And they've all been interesting. And they've all had an effect on me. So I can't say one is more in mindfulness versus mantra. You know, I don't necessarily believe that I'm going deeper with mantra, even though everybody from the mantra camp will say mantra is better. Everybody from the mindfulness camp will say mindfulness better. It's not about what they say, it's what you feel. So that's what I kind of love. And I think Ben was saying that unplugs like a smorgasbord. And I know, you know, some people are saying they were playing with tapping and different things like that. You can really try everything and discover what it is that moves you. And that's kind of the gift. Ben, do you have anything to add to that?
I totally agree. It's all about you. Every one of us is so different. We have such different things that we like and dislike. And we're so unique that the best meditation, the most effective meditation is the one that you really like.
Mm. There's someone who said, I'm very logical and skeptical and sometimes struggle with visualizations. Do you have any tips on working with this? Ben.
Look, the basic idea with visualizations, there's two main things to keep in mind. One is a lot of times they're very, very symbolic. And so you want to just surrender into it. You just want to play along. You don't want to overthink the details that they're saying that hit you wrong or whatever. You don't want to overthink any of that. You want to just surrender into it and let the visualizations always be super relaxed. Like, okay, wherever they're going to take me. And you let yourself totally relax into it, because an expert meditation guide is going to have a specific plan, and the colors and the symbols and the things and the places and the things that you go to in a visualization changes something. There's a specific plan and it takes you to a certain state and it shows you something and it exposes something. So just understand that there's a symbolic unconscious journey that you're going on. And just know, just like color psychology, just like a psychology of, you know, optical illusions, we're using the inner eye. So the whole journey of what you're going through on the inner eye, it's actually affecting your mind on all these different levels. And when you practice something, that's the symbolic kind of visualization. Just know that they unlock different things in an unconscious way. Mm-hmm. The other kind of visualization is visualizing a specific thing that you would want to experience. That is to unlock the feeling of really going there. So if you're doing a meditation for, we did meditations for the New York Times, and mine was, a meditation for burnout or something like that.
Beat the blahs.
And so it was about invoking enthusiasm and inspiration. So we visualized ourselves doing something that we've always wanted to try. Mm-hmm. You know, and when we visualize something that you have always wanted to try that you've never done, and you go into the experience and you feel into it, it unlocks neural pathways that have never been there. You've never been there in your body because you've never done it. And so now you've gone there for the first time in your mind, and new neural pathways are being created because you've never done that. And so now those new neural pathways are connected, and now there's all kinds of information that can pass through that new neural connection that was just made. Mm-hmm. So visualizations are all about resetting some of the limited thinking in our minds. And so the more we can relax into it, the more you're going to actually have a change in how you feel. So if you're skeptical with visualizations, we get it. We get it. It can be woo-woo. It can be out there. It can seem totally confusing and unexpected. But with an expert guide, there's always a method to the madness. There's always an equation. Mm-hmm. So relax into it and try not to take it too seriously.
Someone asked the question is, what is meditation and how does it help? And that's like a huge question, but I'm going to simplify it. Meditation is just being aware that you're present in the present moment in its simplest form. It's an awareness of total presence in the present moment. The quiet continuation of the breath. Yoga chitta vritti. I always mess that one up. Jalita, can you say that?
Yoga chitta vritti niroda.
Haley, Sarah. I see a couple teachers on here. But basically, it's, you know, the quiet continuation of the breath, the awareness of being present in the present moment. I'm just going to kind of go through. By the way, I would absolutely love to hear from you. Those of you like Diana, Dana, Andrea, Guy, now Guy, Gulls, anybody who's on this call who wants to speak, just raise your hand. We would love to hear from you. This is what these calls are all about. I'm here to answer your questions. And you can also put them in the chat if that feels more comfortable to you. Learning not to judge yourself for what happens during the meditation has been important for me. Yes, because it's not about what happens during the meditation. It's what happens when you're not meditating. And those are the benefits. During the meditation, no rules. You're going to have thousands of thoughts. You might want to get up and run out of the room screaming. A lot of different things could happen during your meditation. You might fall asleep, a lot of different things. But the more you practice it, the more you start seeing these things show up in your actual life. And Ben, you said something like that today when we were talking. What did you say again? I'm not remembering it perfectly.
Well, essentially, it's just all about no matter how the meditation goes, it's really about doing the practice so that you're more you the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm. Sarah's hand is raised.
Hi there. Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great good to see you.
You too.
So Ben, I work at a maximum security psychiatric hospital. And so I provide meditation for patients who may be experiencing symptoms of schizophrenia, delusions, voices, that kind of thing. So in your, I don't know if you've ever had any kind of exposure, but what are some of your recommendations maybe for types of meditation to do with that group?
Affirmations are one of, thank you so much for your question. Thank you for the work that you do. There are two areas that are for people who have severe mental illness or mental conditions. There are two recommendations that I usually have. I would love to hear from you too, Susie. But the two that work, there are really three actually. The first and foremost, observing the breath. And what I would do is have them actually physically place their hands on their body to feel the breath. And you know, that is perhaps the most challenging of the three that I'm going to mention. So there's that one. The second one would be affirmations. Give them very empowering, healing affirmations in the present tense that will fill them with courage and clarity and calmness. And then the third aspect is a body scan meditation, where you go through the different parts of the body, consciously relax them. Yoga Nidra is also a good, you know, essentially it's a form of a body scan meditation. And all these are on the app. All these different kinds are on the app.
Mm-hmm. And Sarah is an Unplugged Meditation Certified Teacher Trainee. Bye.
Thank you.
Yee.
Yeah, no worries. You know, my question is similar to what she was referring to, but for me, it's more guided towards either children or people with intellectual disabilities. When they're sort of like in their own mind and out of control, how do you kind of ground them and put them into that kind of relaxed state? Because it's very challenging and confusing for them when their heads or their mind are all over the place, especially with young children. And then again, being an EA at school or working with people who have a disability, whether it's intellectual or physically, how do you are able to sort of calm their minds down? And
great. I'm going to have Ben answer that quickly.
One of the best things that you can do is either create or locate or find some really good guided visualizations. A lot of times, especially with children or people with intellectual disabilities, they get uncomfortable with their eyes closed, especially. So oftentimes what we can do is give them something to look at, give them a location on the wall to look at, give them an image on the wall to look at, and sort of treat it like a game where, you know, have them gaze somewhere. Sometimes you could even play a video where it's like some kind of beautiful nature imagery. That's why on the Unplug app, there's always like an ocean or something that you can look at. So some kind of visual, something for them to actually look at with their open eyes, mm-hmm. and any kind of visualization. So telling a visualization, especially for kids, is sort of like a story that they're the star of that narrative or of that story.
Actually, on the app, we have Susan Kaiser Greenland, who's kind of she wrote the book, The Mindful Child, and she mm-hmm. has an entire series under kids on the Unplug app too. That could be helpful, but that was a great answer. Andrea.
Hi. I've never spoken one of these. How are you?
Good.
So I guess my biggest question is, I was trained in TM many years ago when I was a teenager, and my dad was into this and he meditated till he died in his 90s. And I was really into it for a long time, and then real life got in the way. Mm-hmm. And then I discovered, I did Headspace and I hated it. I did Calm and I hated it, those voices. And then I found you, your Unplug, and I'm in love with it. But mm-hmm. it's very different. I felt like when I was doing TM, it really started, like you were talking about before, had this huge impact on me. Like I was a different person. And this, I feel like I do all the challenges and I love it, but I don't feel as deeply involved because it's like 10 minutes and it's, I like that, Ben, I always love your things. You know, they're cool and they're fun and they're making me think about lists or this, but are they very different, or how do I get the Unplug method to make me feel like I used to feel when I did TM?
I think TM is, for those of you who don't know, transcendental meditation is you're given a mantra, you meet with someone who gives you the mantra, it's your own unique mantra, which is just a word you repeat silently to yourself, and you sit with it 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes in the evening, silently repeating the mantra, battling your brain as you go in and out of meditation. Mm-hmm. I believe that, you know, if you wanted to have that same experience, but without doing TM, you can do the guided meditation in the beginning and then go directly to the timer and add on another 10 minutes and sit in stillness and silence with whatever, you birds, whatever. There's 40 different
soundtracks,
or in silence.
Exactly what I was about to say. Mm-hmm. Exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
Find a guided one you really like and then set that timer.
Yeah, I like that. Okay.
Yeah.
The other awesome thing, question. If I can add to Susie, because I the binaural beats also are so amazing in the timer. Mm-hmm. And so if it, whatever it is that you're wanting to kind of get out of your experience, whether it's deep peace or, you know, boosting your, you know, get rid of stress, whatever it is, those are so powerful. I love them.
Which ones are those?
If you go into the timer, you can scroll through and it'll show, it's like the binaural beat, and it'll have, I don't know, what does it have on there, Jelena? Is it like megahertz or I don't know, something?
Yeah, it has the hertz.
The solfeggio healing frequencies.
Yeah. So Andrea, if you go in the app to the tools tab on the far right, you'll find the timer and there's a whole music library with sounds.
Cool, something new. Cool. Okay.
Yeah, that is cool. That is a cool feature.
Well,
thank you so much.
First of all, thank you for asking a question. Thank you for everyone who chimed in, who showed up, who, and I love that Sarah was, I mean, that's even the cooler part, is having the people who are on the call actually being able to answer the questions. I love that. Ben, just having you share, answer the questions with me is a whole new level. So I want to keep doing that. Jelena, thank you again so much. And for all the speakers, my mom, Lacey, I don't know who else is still on here, but everybody was so amazing. And so thank you. We're going to end the recording, let everybody